Good evening, everybody, and welcome to part two of part four of TV Talker Theme Song Madness.
Part two of the four part.
Yes, part two.
Part two of four of part four.
Part four.
Sorry, no, I meant part two of part four. That's what I
that
said.
That would be quite confusing.
That would be really
okay.
Confusing.
So, part two of part four.
Part
two of part four.
Section A of part two.
Chapter stop.
Five. Okay, wait, what am I doing wrong?
Part two of four. Of the four part special.
Just say part two of four.
That's
two
what I said.
Four. No, you said part two of part
just
four.
Just say it.
Part two of four. There.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so if you tuned in last week and if you've been following us on Facebook, TV Talkers Zoom FM, give us a like. We are celebrating or doing the annual TV Talker Theme Song Madness bracket, which is in lieu of March Madness, the NCAA college basketball tournament that happens every year in March. And so we did it last year, and we came up with the winner, Pokemon being the best theme song for 2017. And this year, we started last Monday, which was March 12th. Mm-hmm. March 12th. Yeah. And so what we did was the first half of round one, and then we, with those winners from round one into round two, we did the first half of round two. So we have four teams in the Elite Eight, a.k.a. round three. Sweet 16. My apologies. Sweet 16 for round three. And so for today's episode, we're going to do the rest of round one and then the remainder of round two. And if there's time in between, perhaps we could get through some of the Sweet 16, a.k.a. round three.
We'll see.
Yep, we'll see. A lot of interesting tiebreakers for part one. A lot of close calls, some close shaves.
A lot of salt.
A lot of salt in the wounds.
Everyone still loves me. It's okay.
Of course.
Who
wouldn't? And TV Talker love. There you go. TV Talker bingo. Starting off. But yes, part two is going to be exciting and intense. More tiebreakers, more heartbreakers. Let's bring it on. Part two.
Just looking over it, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah,
yeah. I've already.
Some that are like, ee.
Yeah, I'm preparing for the heart crushing. But bring it on.
All right, here we go. We got round one. Arrested Development versus Gargoyles. That's Arrested Development.
It's Arrested Development. That wasn't me. That wasn't Ron Howard, by the way. That was me.
Oh, couldn't tell.
I could have sworn Ron Howard was right here, sitting next to us.
He wasn't.
That's the I wish.
It would be nice, yeah.
The way that he says, though, this is Arrested Development. It's so nostalgic sounding for some reason.
Yeah, he's perfect.
He really
he
is.
Yeah,
he's got such a great narrator voice. He's rated many things, but.
Absolutely. All the way from Andy Griffith to now Star Wars. Whew, what a career. What a guy. Career.
Oh, filling in for Star Wars. So we'll see how that goes. Mm.
I have that trailer look good, but
let's try and stay.
Yeah,
movie.
Gargoyles.
Let's stay in the pocket. Okay, so that's nice and light, but here's something that's totally different.
Pretty good. Different types of shows, but
dramatically
different.
That is epicness distilled.
Absolutely.
When, with the words in the Gargoyle theme song, at least the version I listened to had words in it, it really fit.
You mean
in
lyrics?
Well, yes. it's like a narration.
Not really. Yeah. It was like a narration.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Pardon me.
The guy really, it really fit in with Simon's love of theme songs that explain the show.
Yeah. I'm noticing a theme. I love songs that have a lot of bass.
Yeah.
And I'm all about that bass.
He's all about that
and
bass.
And things that explain the show. Yeah. So
no trouble, by the way.
I have no trouble going first in this one. I adore the Gargoyles theme. I fought for it to be here. I think it's just, it's more epic than that show deserved, really. Like, the show was good.
Absolutely.
But the theme song in my mind is extraordinary, so that's an easy one for me, Gargoyles.
I love both. I'm going to root for the underdog here, Arrested Development, but don't think it'll make it far.
Gargoyles.
I'm going to say Arrested Development.
Ooh, do it.
Tiebreaker right off the bat.
I think I know where Matt's going.
And I'm going with Gargoyles.
Yes. Well, you know what? I want to make it close. We did. First close matchup.
That's okay. That was
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, no. That's.
No, I'm not upset either.
They're very different. It's hard to compare.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to do divisions next year.
Next year, we'll definitely do divisions.
Yeah, divisions, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Speaking of stuff that's just different.
Fighting Kudas. Fighting Kudas. Fighting Kudas. It's a something incredible. These monsters once were edible, so everybody take a look at combat creatures you can cook.
Fighting food of Saturnina in between. Fighting food of, this is really neat cuisine.
Pick the right ingredients to make the food obedient.
Depending on the spice you add, your food on could be really bad.
I'm seeing a theme. A lot of these explain the plot. Maybe it's because kids have no attention span.
Yeah.
Perhaps. You gotta get them when they're coming in. So that's Fighting Foodons from the Fox Box.
Fox Box. Oof.
It's
dialing
going
it
up against... Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. I'll wait. I'll wait.
Okay. I know it gets good right after that, but I want to
certainly does. Certainly does.
That's the Daredevil theme from Marvel's Daredevil. By the way, I want to make a shout out to Netflix and, in this case, Marvel, both of which who like to upload the opening themes for
shows
in HD.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat.
It makes it really easy for those of us who have to compile playlists.
It reminded me of the Hannibal opening sequence. Not necessarily the music, but the way that the sequence is visually presented.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about Fighting Foodons?
That at first I was like mad that it wasn't an original song, but I can't be mad because it's not an original show. So it fits.
Oh, there you go.
Shots fired.
Shots fired indeed.
Like the most unabridged happy theme song, though. It's just...
I felt like I was having a waking nightmare while watching it, though.
Okay.
It was very strange.
We got very different feelings.
Well, I think
we know
who Farron's voting for.
Yeah.
All right, Tiago, do you want to start?
I would like to start. Thank you. I'm going to go Daredevil.
Okay.
Daredevil, because that was my pony going in.
Yeah.
Daredevil.
Also Daredevil.
Yeah, it's a sweep.
Four, oh, five. Whoa, whoo. Yeah. Sweep them up. Take those brooms out.
I think three of us had Daredevil on our lists going in. So
that's true.
I love
surprising.
All of the puns in Fighting Foodons, but Daredevil's hard to beat.
Yeah. Oh, that beat is just...
That's a, it's going to go far, I think. Well, I should
say that.
Who knows?
We thought Virginia were going to go far in the NCAA, but they lost.
I thought Inspector Gadget was going to go far. All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
We're just going to, nothing is going to be similar in this round. We're going to have next. Oh, that's the theme music for the YouTube channel. And here we go. I'd like to play more of it, but we got to keep moving. But that's the theme for Ruby Volume 1.
Oh,
does it change in later seasons, Matt?
Yeah, they have a new one every year.
Yeah, okay. That's the first one.
That's an anime, right?
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. People would fight you on that, but yes.
It's almost like
it's own
thing.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, because people think if it's anime, it can't be American, I think is the key decision, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So it is not live action, let's just say that.
Definitely not. All right,
it's not anime, I didn't say that.
That is the BoJack Horseman.
Also not anime.
Also definitely distinctly not anime.
Anime in a different dimension, but not ours.
Sure. Yes.
Weird Tiago jokes, TV Talker Bingo 2.
So that was the one I suggested, right? That's on my list? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to vote BoJack Horseman.
That's okay.
Okay. Farron?
I really like the Ruby theme, but I also have to say BoJack Horseman.
Okay. Matt?
I'm going to go for Ruby. Ruby is one of my little, baby favorite things. Yeah, so I will die on the hill fighting for Ruby.
Before you go, Simon, can I go?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go Ruby.
Going to go
make
Ruby.
It interesting.
Make Whoa,
it
interesting. Simon.
You're going to go specifically to make it interesting?
I did want to. Yes, there you absolutely. Go.
Simon, I value your friendship. Buddy, just across the table.
I voted for the Horseman.
Yeah.
Come on.
To be fair, I really like the Ruby theme. Like after I hadn't heard either of them. Why did I have an accent there? I haven't heard either of them all the way through before this round. I heard Ruby, I was like, that's really good. And then I heard BoJack, and I was like, that's really weird and really good. Like, it's just a sound
it's
bite.
It's not bad. It's good.
I had never heard before, but it kind of fits.
But Ruby was
like the show.
Yeah.
True. So, unfortunately for some people, BoJack Horseman.
That's okay. Sorry, Matt.
It's okay. You guys can hear it a bunch at my Ruby marathons.
Yes. Later this year. There we go.
Did you just invite everybody that's listening to the radio?
Yeah,
Ruby
sure.
Marathon?
Why not? Everybody who's listening to tonight's TV Talkers episode is welcome to Matt's place for a Ruby marathon.
We'll rent out the park and we'll get a projector and we'll play that. Don't they do movies like that?
Yeah, they do at a Subway park.
Totally illegal to just set it up on your own.
Oh, we'll contact Rooster Teeth.
Oh, it's legal.
They seem like
on.
A bunch of chill guys. We'll call, I got Bernie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly. We're all good.
It's NBD. All right, here we go. Next one.
Oh, yeah.
Get your brooms out for this one. That is the Batman Beyond theme.
Ah, childhood right there. I know who it's going up against, and...
And you're sad?
I'm sad, but... This is also my childhood, too.
That's the Kids in the Hall theme.
Interestingly enough, Lorne Michaels, who helped produce Kids in the Hall, also is the executive producer for Saturday Night Live. So helped launch the Dave Foley, Bruce McCullough, Ken McDonald, Mark McKinney, and Scott Thompson's careers.
We'll start with Theron this time, I think.
Okay.
I just need to say that every theme song needs to start with Tiago saying, "Oh yeah." Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
I agree.
You guys are great. I love you guys.
Batman?
Question mark?
No, my brain genuinely was like, wait, was that Batman?
Yeah,
and
was Batman, yeah.
I questioned it really hard, but it was Batman.
Yeah.
It's because it wasn't saying, like, with a really aggressive guitar underneath, Batman, Batman, like the Spider-Man
true.
Theme.
That's right. Even back then, the Marvel and DC shows had different themes. Like, we're going to listen to the Batman 90s theme in a couple minutes, and it's different from the Marvel ones, too.
It really is.
But Batman.
Whoever, whatever you guys vote for, I'm not going to be upset because I love both.
All right, Matt Ban.
I'm going.
Batman.
I'm voting against myself, I guess. I'm going to go Kids in the Hall.
Ooh, interesting. I didn't think anybody was going to. Simon?
Batman.
Brayden?
Kids in the Hall.
Oh no. What are you guys doing to me? Oh, please, no.
Tiago.
Oh, my God.
5, 4, 3. 2.
I'm going to go Batman. I'm so sorry, Kids in the Hall, please. I'm so sorry.
Woo. I thought that was going to be a lot less close than it was.
That was, I thought it was going to be a sweep or a 4-1. But
good luck picking between Batman Beyond and BoJack Horseman next round.
Oof.
Anyway, we're going to keep going. We got a bunch of songs with M's. There's a theme there.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now.
So that is Malcolm in the Middle.
Another classic.
It's going up against. Going up against Mad Men.
Which is not Suits. I thought they were the same show.
Nope. Wow. Not entirely. John Hamm. Come on.
Lots of Suits and Mad Men and lots of Mad Men and Suits.
There you go.
That's why Matt. I was confused. Matt gets it.
Matt gets it. Hey. Matt gets Mad Men. Matt gets Mad Men.
All right. Actually, I think it is Matt's turn.
Wait. Before you go, Matt. Matt gets Mad Men in Suits.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. Go ahead.
And I am going to vote for Mad Men as well.
Ooh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Me too?
Yep.
Tiago, are we going like counter?
I voted Mad Men. Yeah.
Mad Men.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Malcolm in the Middle.
I mean, I love Malcolm in the Middle, but like, you can't beat that suaveness of
you
Mad
can
you
with
really
Malcolm
can't.
In the Middle's Life is Unfair.
Well, trust me, I grew up watching that show, but
so
I had
did
to,
I.
I had to sweep it aside. I'm sorry.
You don't have the monopoly on these childhood shows, Tiago.
Yes, I do. Yeah. No one will stop me.
Only Tiago watched them.
Only I did.
Speaking of childhood shows.
You always seem to work things out. Can't you see you're two of a kind? Looking for every time. Whoa. Every time. Report to
Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
Classic. And it's going up against... That the official name of the song is called Firebrand, but that is the MXC theme song. For those people who, like me, adore MXC.
Is that show that you showed me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I had to explain what MXC was to a bunch of people at work this week, and I was like,
what?
What?
Again,
it was a car full of like six people, and none of them have even heard of it.
Guys, that's insane.
I was shocked.
That was Spike at 2 a.m. yeah. at its best.
Yeah. Exactly. See?
That's still, like, to this day, I think that's one of the most densely hilarious shows.
So funny.
Of all time.
I used to play in the playground with kids when I was younger. It was so much fun. Again, those two shows, childhood. So, Tiago's Monopoly continues.
Just those two shows, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just those two.
Okay, so.
And just Tiago's childhood.
Just exactly.
Tiago's.
Just my childhood. Nobody else's.
Exclusively his, yeah. I didn't even hear about it until I was about 15 years old.
There you go, see?
All right, I think it's my turn.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love MXC, but I have to admit the Goof Troop theme song is better.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I'm going to...
No, Tiago.
TV Tiger's Bingo.
Tiago.
There it is.
What?
It's your turn.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to shake things up and go MXC, even though I might get sideswiped.
It's okay.
I'm going to go Goof Troop. Farron?
MXC.
Ooh. 2-2. Holy moly.
This is closer than I thought. I'm going Goof Troop.
Okay. Tiebreakers.
This is tremendously unexpected.
This is.
I thought that was going to be a sweep for Goof Troop.
I thought
I
so,
was
too.
Gonna make a, like, because we always stick together joke, and then you guys just like,
oh, no.
Apparently we don't.
Well,
oh,
we
no.
just, a lot of heartbreaks
no,
here, just
I
like
feel
March
terrible.
Madness.
That's crazy. MXC, I voted MXC into that, and I love it, and then I saw it was going up against Goof Troop. I'm
Which
like,
you
nope.
also voted in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
both your picks.
I can't deny that Goof Troop is fantastic.
Well, I'll say one thing, and I've said it many times, but...
And you'll say it again.
This... The TV theme song bracket is just like March Madness. A lot of heartbreaks.
Mm-hmm. It hurts.
A lot of upsets.
It hurts.
Speaking of upsets.
'90s Batman
the animated series, yeah. And I was just envisioning watching it on my TV as a kid.
I know, recently did an episode on it.
I know it borrows significantly from the
89 movie. Yeah.
Is this one a direct copy of it? Like, is it composed by Danny Elfman
yes,
as well?
Yes, Danny Elfman composed it. Yeah, it was. There was direct influence from
like the
Batman and Batman Returns. Yeah, both movies from Tim Burton played a big part in getting this show created. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's watch Tiago's soul tear apart as he has to vote between Batman and this song.
Oh, no. It's like title card, Tiago's soul gets ripped out. It's always sunny in Winnipeg.
But nothing bad could happen to Tiago today.
Tiago, maybe start thinking and we'll go to you last.
Okay.
Yeah.
I already know what's going to happen, but somebody vote.
It's okay. Brayden, go first.
I'm definitely going Batman. Like, the It's Always Sunny song is good in context, but like without the comedy aspect of it immediately cutting into the show, it's just a good song. It has nothing against Danny Elfman's epicness.
I have not seen, I've only seen one episode of Always Sunny, but I thought that the theme song was great. So... Always Sunny.
Oh, interesting.
Take that.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not really a big fan of the Batman theme. So
oh my God, what's happening?
That means
here?
Like extra coming from you because you're like the music guy.
I really like the Batman Forever one, even though I don't think I voted
you
for
mean
it.
Beyond?
But Beyond, sorry,
that's okay. Okay. Batman Forever.
Yeah, not Batman Forever.
Shall not speak of it.
Definitely
Batman Forever is good.
No, I'm kidding.
Batman for never.
But yeah, I'm going Always Sunny.
Simon.
Oh, please don't do it.
I think a lot of the shows that we compare have a lot of things in common. You know, so you have like the Mad Men, the suits that try to be epic. You have sort of your historical dramas that try to be super orchestral. And then you have things like, not necessarily The Office, but kind of The Office and Always Sunny. And what's the one we voted out last week with the Seinfeld guy, Larry David?
Oh, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think they all kind of go in the same genre of kind of like whimsical show mm-hmm. to get you in the mood. I think Always Sunny is the best of those things.
I would agree.
And I'm going with Always Sunny. So, Tiago, what's your meaningless vote?
You know what? I was going to say Batman the Animated Series, but I do love me some always. Wait, so what is it? 3-1 right
it's
now?
3-2. It's 3-1, yeah. It'll be 3-2 if you vote Batman, so.
I'm going to vote. I originally thought Batman was going to kill Always Sunny, so I was going to vote Always Sunny, but since Always Sunny made it to the next round. Who am I kidding? I'm going to vote Always Sunny. I love the Batman theme, but.
I love that deliberation.
Yeah.
We should get votes in envelopes so we don't have any political votes here.
That's true. It's true.
Not that I'm remembering anything about that.
What's our next matchup on the docket?
Well. Boy, that's a good one. I don't even think I need to say where it's from. If you couldn't tell from the theme
song.
Teen
Titans Go!
What are you doing? Not Teen Titans Go.
No, but no. I would say Teen Titans, comma, go.
Thank God, yes. There you go. All right, and it's going up against.
Seatbelts, everyone! Please let this be a normal field trip with a friend.
No way!
Cruising on down Main Street, you're relaxed and feeling good. Next thing that you know, you'll see it. Octopus in my neighborhood. Surfing on a sound wave. Swinging.
Again, if you have to hear me say what the show was, you weren't listening. Magic School Bus.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tiago, you go first this time.
I'll go first this time. Love Teen Titans, but since it's going up against Magic School Bus, you know what? I was actually thinking about the theme was in my head, stuck in my head this weekend, so I'm going to go Magic School Bus because we're cruising on down Main Street.
Teen Titans.
Oh.
I'm going to say Teen Titans as well, just because Magic School Bus is the only theme song that we've talked about that I did watch when I was a kid. I did watch the show when I was a kid, and I don't remember the theme song.
What?
Like, I didn't remember it. And even upon like listening to it originally when we were planning the bracket, I forgot it again until I listened to it again today. So I have to say
Teen Titans. That is no joke. This is not hyperbole. That is probably in the top 10 most surprising things I've heard in my entire life.
I would have to agree. I literally had to take my headphones off.
I genuinely forgot it.
That's astounding.
I had to do a double take. I was like, what planet are we on right now?
Sorry. I just remember Octopus in a neighborhood.
With the fans? No way.
Oh, maybe it's
please
because
I let this be a normal field trip.
I may have read the books more than I watched the show. Possibly
okay. Nerd.
Seat belts, everyone.
So, who's gonna start this round of voting?
No, it's we already did. No,
it's
already
2-1. Yeah, Teen Titans. Matt,
I'm gonna go Magic School Bus.
Ooh,
Magic School Bus.
And so Simon for the tiebreaker for it's 2-2.
Magic School Bus.
Ooh, yeah, the frizz.
Teen Titans theme is so much fun.
It is so much fun.
It's so much fun.
But I love listening to the Magic School Bus theme.
It's pretty darn good.
It is marvelous. All right, here we go. I'm not going to say my predictions for this because I keep getting it wrong. Despite a little audio glitch, that is MASH. The MASH theme, which I believe was taken from the movie.
I'm going to cry.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Watching it with my grandparents as a kid, yeah.
And it's going up against.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together, ooky, the Addams Family.
Addams Family.
Interesting.
MASH vs. the Addams Family. Two shows kind of about
Two classic TV shows, for sure. Is it me going first?
Brayden, I believe.
Oh, Brayden, yeah, go ahead.
Addams Family.
Farron?
I'm also going to say the Addams Family.
Ooh.
I'm going to go MASH. I know Addams Family is a classic, but I've never really liked it that much. Although, I did use it through all my oral skills classes as an example of what a perfect fourth sounds like.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm going to let you
finish.
I'm going to go...
But the Addams Family was one of the greatest of all time, y'all.
I was going to say I'm going MASH and...
Addams Family for me.
Addams Family. Okay, so I wanted to make it interesting.
You just wanted to make it close. That's
I did,
fair.
Yes.
But the Addams Family is
all fair enough.
Right, hey. There she is. Hi, yes, I'm here.
We should get a collection jar going.
Yeah, we should. Yeah,
yeah, but do I get the money, right?
Yeah.
Sure. That's fair enough.
That's World War II in color, mm-hmm. And I'll say right now, before I vote, that song took me off guard with how good it was, but It's going up against a pretty big one.
They actually sound kind of similar.
For now.
So synthy yet so creepy.
Like, if you played both theme songs on the piano, they would sound very similar.
Ah. Okay.
I guess so.
Yeah, I could see that.
Brayden, I think you're first, so go ahead.
Oh, God. This is actually way tougher than I thought it would be.
I think Brayden went first last time.
So oh, you did. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. You know, Farron, yeah. Interesting.
Stranger Things.
Ooh.
I don't know how it makes it interesting if I go first instead of you, but Stranger Things.
Mix it up.
It's always good for there the person go. Who likes it the most to be the tiebreaker.
True. Yeah, I would say yes. Brayden could be the tiebreaker, yeah.
Matt?
Tough one, but I think I'm going Stranger Things. Although, we'll say World War II in color benefits a lot from hearing the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, like especially that end part there.
Yeah.
I'm judging it on the entire thing, not just the bit we can play because we don't have a lot of time, and I'm going to World War II in color.
I'm
going to
go Stranger Things.
And I'm
going
to go World War II in color.
3-2.
You and me, Brayden. You and me.
Rule the world. All right. What's
I
our
still
next?
Appreciate your friendship.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
All right. We're going to listen to people eating people.
We have the cannibalism bracket.
Or people. More like people
cannibalism
being
matchup.
Eaten. People being
How
eaten.
Can you say you've been changed? Really changed by a party?
There we go. That's the iZombie theme song. And it's going up against... Attack on Titan. Which is not a long one, so I encourage people to go out and listen to the full thing themselves.
And Fair. Watch the show.
Incredible.
Watch
the show. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think Farron, you're
Farron just
host?
Went.
No, just
it's
went.
Me.
Oh, Matt. Matthew. Oh, my goodness. I'm just all over the place.
I'm going Attack on Titan.
Ooh.
Me too.
I'm going to go iZombie.
I'm
going
to go Attack on Titan.
I'm also going to go iZombie. It's very similar to the Misfits theme that I also really like.
I was just saying that to Matt earlier. We were talking about things. Yeah.
Kind of the same. You're just talking about things, and that's one of the things.
Yeah. Just TV talker stuff.
Yeah.
TV talker stuff.
NBD.
What's next?
All right, we're gonna have some tough choices in the final final few here.
All right, bring it
on. Here we go. Hawaii 5-0, the original one.
Fuck 'em, Dano.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Absolute classic.
It's me first.
You're first, yeah.
I'm going Hawaii 5-0. Can't mess with the classics.
Same here. Hawaii
5-0.
Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Unbreakable bro. Kimmy Schmidt mixing it up here.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here it comes.
Unbreakable.
I think it's going to be a sweep down the final round.
It's
here.
A miracle.
Yeah. So 3-2 for Unbreakable.
The reverse sweep.
The reverse sweep, yes.
This
that's
one.
Right. It was a comeback.
Next up, we have maybe the toughest one the entire time.
Let's hit it.
So yes, we did look it up to double check. Mission Impossible, for those of us youngins, was a TV show before it was a movie, and that
Absolutely.
Is the original TV show theme. But it's going up against... Maybe the best use of bells in the whole thing.
Yep.
Chimes, what are they, Matt? What's the official term for that instrument? Bells?
No, bells are like a xylophone.
Yeah.
It's closer to chimes.
Chimes, yeah.
Chimes,
okay.
Interesting.
Futurama. Futurama theme song. So,
yep.
Tiago, you're the first up this time.
Tell a tune late at night. I'm going to go Futurama.
Okay.
I am going to go Futurama as well.
I'm going to go Futurama as well, just because if you have to say it was a TV show, it probably wasn't that great of a TV show theme song.
No, because it's... Well, never mind.
It's okay. Matt?
I'm going to go Mission Impossible.
Me too.
Well, make it interesting. Why not?
I'm just saying that the movies are more famous than the TV show. Are
yeah. Right.
In 2018. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
but what was it a famous TV show when it was on?
It was, yeah. It was, yeah. It was popular, yeah. Very
it was well known. It's just
but
very old
yeah,
now.
The movies yeah. have just eclipsed.
Yeah.
Exactly, but I mean, yeah. like, we do talk about MASH, and we talked about Sanford and
okay,
Son.
Okay, it's not as big. Sanford and Son, I would say...
Talk about the theme, not yeah. the show.
Sanford and Son was never made into
right,
a movie.
Right, but everyone, yeah, exactly. everyone knows it as a movie theme, not as a TV theme.
But I guess she's saying, like, in terms of caliber of TV show, I would say MASH eclipses both. And then Mission Impossible was popular in the 60s, and then Sanford and Son.
Well, you know what's going to eclipse all of them?
Let's
go. Are you ready, TV talkers?
Let's do it.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob!
You know it. You love it. The SpongeBob SquarePants theme. Going up against... theme from Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Which is a remix of Jessica.
Yes, by the Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Brayden, go ahead.
Top Gear, actually.
Oh.
I was voting SpongeBob, but then that beauty came on.
Absolutely.
Knocked everything out of the water.
Okay. Farron?
These are both my picks to put on here, but I'm also going to say Top Gear. I just love it.
Matt?
Also Top Gear.
Whoa!
I cannot believe.
Silent? Holy smokes.
I cannot believe.
I would say, it doesn't matter, but I think SpongeBob is basically the perfect kids cartoon theme. It's catchy, it tells you the plot of the story, and it's got a sing-along component that will infect your brain.
That's true.
To me, SpongeBob is basically perfect, but it's not my bracket, so.
Zero, you're picking SpongeBob?
I was picking SpongeBob, yeah.
Tough one. I'm going to go SpongeBob just... Like, I love the Top Gear theme, but I'm going to go SpongeBob just to, like, make it close.
Jeez,
you know?
I agree with Simon. SpongeBob, like, performs its role perfectly.
Absolutely.
But just in terms of the music.
Yeah.
I feel like Top Gear gets it.
How many more?
Just two. And then we won't have one. To re-listen to them. We'll just vote, so it'll be pretty
exactly,
quick.
Yeah.
Here we go. That is the Red Wall theme.
For the cartoon.
Yeah.
Great
so,
show.
So if we're talking about themes that eclipse the show, the cartoon was a great show, but the theme is extraordinary.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, is it me first?
Or wait, who's it going up against?
Oh, you went last. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like
Red Wall on a pole?
Yeah, Red Wall goes through.
Yeah. Here we go. Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Fame.
Yeah. Who went first? I think it was...
I think Simon went.
Simon. Yeah. So it was me.
Yeah, it's you.
I'm going Redwall. Childhood Nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mouth. Just because that song works on multiple levels with that show, and it's great.
Sure absolutely.
It actually makes me want to watch Big Mouth, so I'm going to say Big Mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, also Big Mouth for the same reason. I'd never even heard of it before, and I saw the theme song, and it made me want to watch it.
It's such a good... It's a show we can't discuss on here, but it is
if we were
so
on late night,
funny
we could,
and
yeah.
so intelligent. It's great.
Let's pitch for late night TV talkers.
Yeah, late night TV talkers. That'd be good.
After 11 p.m. I'm going Redwall, but it doesn't matter.
Fair enough. Well, let's make it close, shall we?
All right, here we go. Good luck choosing between these two.
Final matchup.
I'm going to be heartbroken if my pick loses here, but I won't reveal what my pick was. Dexter's Lab.
DD.
Versus.
Omelette du fromage.
Let's get dangerous.
Classic. Oh my goodness. The days of yesteryear.
Yep.
Those vocals.
Yes.
I'm going Darkwing Duck.
Yes.
I'm also going to go Darkwing Duck.
And three in a row for Darkwing Duck.
Four in a row.
Make it five.
Woo!
The only sweep we've had is Dexter's Lab.
I know. I mean, I love Dexter's Lab, but Darkwing Duck, Let's Get Dangerous. Come on. Like, that's another classic childhood show.
Absolutely is astonishingly good. All right. Well, we're going to re-go over them, and then we won't play them again. We're just going to vote. So we have Gargoyles versus Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Give it some time to percolate. BoJack Horseman versus Batman Beyond. Percolate. Mad Men versus Goof Troop. Always Sunny versus Magic School Bus. Adam's Family versus Stranger Things. Attack on Titan versus Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Good luck picking you two. And Futurama versus Top Gear. And Big Mouth versus Darkwing Duck. Gargoyles v. Daredevil. Fair and go.
Daredevil.
Also Daredevil.
Yeah, it's better than Gargoyles, as much as I love Gargoyles.
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Another sweep. Two sweeps in a row. We're finishing the rest of round two here.
It's going to be a really clean floor in here.
It's going to be a bloodbath of a round, I think.
But yeah. We'll have those brooms to sweep it off, so.
This truly deeply hurts me. BoJack Horseman versus Batman Beyond. Matt, you're going first.
BoJack Horseman.
Ooh.
Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond.
BoJack Horseman.
BoJack Horseman.
No!
Oh, brutal.
No!
I was a little bit...
No!
Okay, I do like BoJack more, but I am also just a tiny bit bitter about the fact that there was two Batman themes in there.
Oh, come on. Well, now there's no Batman themes in here. Are you kidding me?
Another spite attack.
Paired with the bitter vote two weeks in a row.
Vengeance vote! This is exactly extracting vengeance on me. I know it.
It was just a little bit.
Look, it's...
A little bit.
I demand a recount.
Yeah, I demand a recount. Let's do a revote here.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Okay, yeah, still.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
still
so Batman's it. All right, there we go.
Okay.
Come on.
Gotta loosen up.
Come on, Michael.
Madman versus Goof Troop.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's me. Yeah, Goof Troop. Goof Troop.
I'm gonna go Madman.
I'm going Madman. That's my horse.
I'm gonna say Goof Troop.
Uh oh.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't. I have no idea what to pick.
You gotta pick.
Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
Brayden, join the salt boat over here. Come on.
Who do you see when you close your eyes? That's who you have to vote for.
All right, oh, Tiago, you are the first to pick Always Sunny versus Magic School
Always
Bus.
Always Sunny. I love Magic School Bus, but I'm going Always Sunny.
Yep.
Always Sunny.
Magic School Bus.
Uh-oh.
Magic School Bus.
Uh-oh.
Magic School Bus.
Three picks in a row have gone to the floor for me. Come on, people.
Farrah, after talking about how much she doesn't love Magic School Bus and how much she loves Always Sunny, goes
yeah,
Magic School
another
Bus.
Vengeance pick.
No.
That was another vengeance pick. That's
wasn't.
Three for
if
you.
If we were a political table, Farrah would be the swing state for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah. You said you like 100%. Always Sunny. I more of the Magic School Bus. So you vote
like, she's unpredictable. She's
okay.
All over the board.
Okay. I like Magic.
No, don't talk to me.
Magic
don't,
School
don't
Bus.
Don't. We're done.
We got four more. We got to
less
we
than
get
Attack on Titan, but
more.
I liked Always Sunny more.
All right, Adam's Family versus Stranger Things. Brayden, you're going first.
Stranger Things.
Sorry, not yeah. Adam's Family versus Stranger. I had it right. Yeah.
Yeah. Stranger Things. Yeah.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Adam's Family.
Tiago.
Doesn't matter. Stranger Things.
Jeez.
So
Adam's
upset.
Family out like that. Astonishing.
I'm not even looking forward to the rest of the matchups. Like I'm.
This is brutal.
The
this
light has been taken out of your life.
So yeah.
Brutal.
I just. It's going to be another disappointment this year. That's all.
Attack
I can say.
On Titan v. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, we know who's going to win this one.
Who went first last time? Was it?
I went first.
You went first, Farrah. Yeah.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
It hurts me so much. I love Attack on Titan, but I'm going to go Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Me too.
Vote doesn't even count. Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan!
Can't even go for a vengeance
so
pick
3-2?
Yeah.
I'm really happy that one was at least close.
I like how you guys get mad at me if my vote makes one thing win. Like, it was four of you voted against me and I still win. But whatever.
What are you talking about?
Like every time I've made a decision and it's been like you two, Simon and Tiago, have gotten mad at it. It's like as if I voted for the three of us.
We don't get mad at the decision. We get mad at where the decision comes
from.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not
everyone,
about the decision. It's
the
where
yours come from left field.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know how to prepare, okay?
So I don't like the Always Sunny theme and I don't like Magic School Bus, but I'm going to pick Magic School Bus over Always Sunny. Like.
Yeah. That was unpredictable.
What?
But that's what makes us such riveting radio.
Unpredictable Kimmy Schmidt.
Futurama
like
versus Top Gear. And
Matthew.
I'm going Futurama.
I'm going Top Gear.
I'm going Futurama.
I'm going Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Ooh, Top Gear.
You guys might as well just do the bracket without me. Like, I'm just, there's no hope here.
I thought Top Gear would be a first-round exit, to be quite honest with you, but it's got wheels.
So. It's got wheels.
Oh!
Ah!
There's a smile on my face.
There's a smile on your face. Okay, good luck with this one. Big Mouth versus Darkwing Duck. I'm first.
Oh, Lord.
Take it.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck, come on.
Big Mouth.
Darkwing Duck.
Oh!
Tiago is so vindicated.
Finally. I feel like...
Not that it matters, but I'm voting Big Mouth.
Thank you. Matthias.
Laser beams made it halfway from Tiago's eyes to blow up my brain.
No! To blow up some sort of inoccupied building. Unoccupied building. I can't talk here.
Sweet baby James, that was savage.
It was incredible.
Do you want to know what we're going to have to deal with next week? And I'm gone next week, so I'm going to have to mail in my votes.
Holy, next week.
You'll have time to play. Batman. You'll have time to play the entire theme, so I'll make you a new playlist. But next week... Here are your matchups.
Sweet 16.
For the Sweet 16, you have Cheers versus Full Metal Alchemist.
Tough one.
X-Men 90s versus Firefly.
Tough one.
Scrubs versus Animaniacs.
Tough one.
The Pacific versus Spider-Man 90s.
Tough one.
Daredevil versus BoJack Horseman.
Well, that's irrelevant. Tough one. Another one, tough one.
Goof Troop versus Magic School Bus. That's the childhood bracket.
Imagine the Goof Troop on the Magic School Bus, though.
I would love to see that.
I can't wait for that matchup. I really can't wait.
Stranger Things versus Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I can't wait for that one either.
And Top Gear versus Darkwing Duck.
That's going to be a hard one for you.
No. I'll tell you right now. A lot of my horses got knocked out early. Darkwing Duck is my man now.
I got a few. I got two in the race. All my other ones got knocked out by a certain somebody. So
a certain three people. It has to be three people.
You know what? You're the head of the pack here, and those two are just conspiring along.
Baron, don't throw blame around, okay?
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, that's all the time we have for...
I'm playing a Fall one just like last week.
That's all the time we have for TV Talkers this week. Tune in next week for part 3 of 4.
There you go.
Thank you. At least I got something right. Signing out for the TV Talkers this week, it is...
Simon.
Matt.
Farron.
Brayden.
And Tiago. Tune in for next week, guys. Have a great week.